from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we know down by the 757, courtesy of Priority Auto Sports and 94.1, the Jackson territory is bubbling up down there. Hokies getting set. Old Dominion, I know you are in your glory. What is the vibe right now with burgundy and gold right on the verge of firing off?
It's about time. You know, I'm glad the hostage situation in San Francisco is over, so we don't have to be part of that speculation anymore.
Thank you.
So that was a relief to see that drop yesterday, although it did drop 5 minutes after I got off the air, which I wasn't really happy about. That would have been nice, at 6 o'clock or something. But anyway, I'm ready for the regular season. How about you? I was actually in the stadium Sunday night, the second half, and thank God for Trace McSorley making that fun, because you know how the second halves of the last preseason can really drag on. And torture. Ed Hockley's son apparently gets paid extra per flag and per announcement. So he was working overtime. He must have made $1 million on that game, as much as he was talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a painful deal. Denton and I have been arm wrestling over, how do you fix this? And I just want to get to 18, get to 20, do anything other than drag us through this, make it like college, make them play real games, do anything to get the players to actually play in the games a little bit. Are you pleased with practice squad, how things settled out in the end? Is there any areas of concern for you right now?
Well, there's still a lot of areas of concern, right? I think we're still trying to figure out who outside of McLaurin is going to be, a reliable wide receiver target. They got some guys with a lot of what-ifs next to their names. And, you look at the offensive line still, you want to see how that's going to work and, how they're going to be able to hopefully have a scheme in place where they'll protect their number one asset. I love the running game. I like that a lot. And what we got to see in the preseason, that looked promising. Defensive end. Who's rushing the passer on this team, right, besides the tackles? I think that's a big concern. And I know, people are excited that Jamin Davis made the team, and I think that's a credit to the work ethic he put in and that these guys are true about what they're telling you with culture and about, putting in hard work. They're not married to, and I know it looked like they were just, picking on the guy who picked the players the previous 4 years, but, clearly they saw something worthwhile to keep there. But anyway, the NFL Network analyst. But I think, again, corners, of course, you want to see how that's going to all work. But I the pass rush works for me is a bigger concern than the corners, frankly. Because the corners, even though they could be great, if you don't have a pass rush, they're going to look bad, So I'm more concerned about the corner, about the pass rush than I am all the cornerback questions. But overall, it's an interesting initial 53. I still wonder if they're really, really, truly done. But I'm just glad the 49ers cleared this stuff up for us yesterday, so we don't have to listen to that for another week.
I wonder what DD has for you, because we have been arm wrestling, talking receivers, talking quarterbacks, and I said, well, here's a guy who has to deal with the same stuff that we have to deal with before and after these games. So, D, you have anything for Jack?
Well, Scott, what do you think that – I asked Ben Standing the same question, but, like, what do you think is a realistic role for Noah Brown, right? Like, everyone's excited to have him. I'm excited to have him, all that. But, like, I mean, he got cut. So, like, what is he going to step into and become here?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think he's somebody you could trust immediately to have active on game day, right? Because you've seen him play in NFL games. I think he's, you know, he's probably, you know, your third or your fourth guy, maybe. It just depends. I mean, heck, maybe he's higher than that. I mean, you'd like to think De'Ami Brown's ready to be the second guy, right? But I think Brown, you know, which you saw obviously from him, and with he gives him a little bit different look. He's a pretty, you know, he's a taller guy, bigger guy than some of the other receivers they have. So I just think, you know, he's an active guy in game day, you know, and when they I think that's what you need to look at for now. And I guess it really just depends on how quickly him and, him and Jaden Daniels kind of find a rapport together.
It hurts. I really think that early on, this guy is going to be invaluable. Any tricks, anything that you think Kingsbury might hit us with that we're not anticipating? I'm hoping for run-centric, really a run-motivated team, that they take the pressure off the O-line and start getting after people. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I do think it's going to be a very run-centric, like you said, quick passing, get guys out in space, you know, kind of stuff. And I think you're going to see a lot of two-back on the field at the same time. Now, not necessarily in the backfield together, but I think you're going to see them putting Eckler out, you know, splitting them out. And I think sometimes even with B-Rob, you can see that too. I think the little sprinklings of that, you know, in the preseason, and I think when the real thing starts, are probably that might be more common. You know, if we talk about who's the number two receiver, who's the three guy, and this is that, Eckler's going to be a big part of the passing game. I mean, and I think I would be surprised if he wasn't, because we saw that in his career with the Chargers, that he was a very apt receiver. And I think, you know, B-Rob's kind of been an underutilized receiver too. You know, B-Rob can catch the ball, but
he's nice.
He just didn't get a lot of opportunities. And, of course, last year as a running back, I mean, forget it. I mean, he was in the completely wrong city for that. I mean, that just wasn't going to happen, because we were trying to set the passing attempt record, which was a very important record. But so this year, I think he'll actually get to be what he's supposed to be, you know, like the battering ram. And I think him and Eckler can help each other. And, you know, Austin's problem has been, obviously, the wear and tear over the years, and now he's not really expected to get as many touches as he did before. I think he could really be more impactful, maybe, and more explosive.
Scott, it's easy to be really excited about the offense, obviously, with Jaden Daniels coming in here, but when you look at the defense, is there any position, any player that excites you as we are about a week away from week one?
Well, I mean, Mike Sanistrill. I mean, listen, when your head coach goes out and says that after the first workout, like in-person workout, he saw with the guy that he told, you know, the GM that he wanted to coach the guy. And he's done everything, you know, everybody thought he could do. And Nick Saban, you know, saying he's the best player pound for pound in the draft. I mean, how could you not be excited about him? And clearly they had a chance where they were sitting in the draft to, you know, take Cooper DeJean, and they were comfortable basically trading him to the Eagles. And knowing that they were going to get Sanistrill. So, I mean, to me, he's exciting. And then Doc Sky, as he calls him, the Tasmanian Devil. You know, Johnny Newton, just because we haven't had a chance to see him, I'm really interested to see how they put – I think all three of those guys will be on the field together on occasions, and how that's going to work, you know, with Alan Payne and obviously Newton once he's completely healthy. Because, as I said earlier to you guys, I just don't – the defensive end position in terms of going getting the quarterback – is they don't have that guy, right? Although we had two of those guys supposedly in years past and couldn't get to anybody. So I'm curious to see how they try to formulate this thing to get the pass rush, because we know that was huge in Dallas and a big reason why guys like De'Ron Bland at the back end, who nobody knew who he was prior to last season, could have such a year.
I'm with you. And I'd like to know if Smoot has shared anything with you about the cornerback position that maybe we haven't heard, because whether both guys were still waiting on them to fire, I still believe in that the potential is there. You know, one with quickness, one with length, and the whole nine yards. But has Smoot gave you any indications right now that he is less than anything other than all still remaining all in on both of our guys?
No, he's definitely all in on them both still. I mean, you're talking about Emmanuel Forbes and obviously
St. Juice. St. Juice
is always in the picture. He's not getting toasted. He never was a ball skills guy even in college, right? But he's a guy who can break up plays and stuff. But he still likes him and his guy Forbes. He just thinks it's in between the ears right now. Like that's his thing. He's like it's not physical. He's not. Again, getting dominated physically. I mean, the one touchdown he gave up in the preseason is a hell of a play, right? It wasn't like he wasn't toasted. But again, Fred just wants him, get the hands of the guy, the line of scrimmage better. Don't let him get off to a clean release. And obviously, but he thinks a lot of it, is a little psychological. But hopefully these guys can build him back up. Because, look, Dan Quinn's defense, as we saw in Dallas, I mean, it's been very good for corners who have ball skills. And this kid, we know he had ball skills in the SEC. I don't think you faked that, right? I don't think that was – that wasn't a fluke or anything, and I think he was close to picking one off in the preseason that first game too. But he's like one of these kids that you just think if something good were to happen for him, right, in the game, like he just gets that play instead of just missing. If maybe that'll just unleash some confidence in him. But yeah, I mean I think that's pretty much where Fred is with him right now. And look, he's a bulldog, man. Fred's gonna take care of him.
Oh, you know that, but yeah. I also know Fred knows what he's looking at.
Yeah.
And Fred knows what to look for. And only corners can do this. It's the one thing about it. If you haven't been out there on that island, then pass the baton to somebody else because you're just running your mouth.
Right,
I don't speak out of turn when it comes to that position. There's a whole different ball game out there, brother. You are on your own. Yep. That's why I respect
that
spot.
It's going to be interesting. Yeah, it's going to be interesting, though. I hope something happens good for him early, in the year
Me
so we
too.
Can see what he's supposed to be. Because, I think there is some talent still there. And I mean, I love the safeties, the group they kept. I mean, Reeves and, the back end of the guys, Butler. And, obviously we saw what Quan Martin could do last year. I thought was obviously positive when he stayed on the field when he got healthy. So I think the safety position is interesting.
Yeah, one of the big questions on defense, though, Scott, was, what is – Jamin Davis's role going to be? Are they going to keep him? Like, there was a point where we didn't know that. Obviously, now they have. Well, now I guess the big question is, how much is this dude actually going to play at D-end?
Right. That's what I wonder. I mean, look, he's still trying to learn moves. I mean, I think, he had some good pass rushes in the preseason, but it's not obviously consistently there yet. And that's a great question. I mean, how much does he play compared to – I mean, I think Armstrong seems to have the biggest role, and then Farrell and – how they're going to rotate all those guys, be interesting at Fowler, although I think they list Fowler more as an outside linebacker, but I know he's going after the quarterback. So, yeah, I'm curious about that because I think there was a lot of folks thinking, oh, well, they got him on the roster to be flex or whatever, but no, it really looks like they're sold on him being a D-end. I mean, that's the way they've cut the roster. I mean, to, again, cut two guys who were natural ends, that were here last year that played – Jones and obviously Henry is now in the Bengals practice squad, but I think it's they obviously have a big belief in him. But at some point, hopefully Andre Jones and one of those back end guys, Jean Baptiste, can show that they can play consistently too, because that's just the one position I just don't see where the consistent pass rush is going to come from.
Yeah, Baptiste is interesting. We need one guy to step up. And out of the ordinary. And I still believe that 5'2 has a shot because of that burst. And that's the one thing that you cannot coach up. You either have it or you don't. And he's got that. He's got that ability to chase, in pursuit and chase. And he's physical. And I think he likes to inflict pain upon the people. So, hey, man, that's a lot working for him. I'm not mad at him at all. Hopeful that it'll work out. And I can't help but think that if you got in a pinch at linebacker and you've been around people and you're paying attention in the classroom, hey, you got to be able to help out a little bit on that. Well, Brother Jack, we appreciate you, man, and all that you bring to the table as always. And look forward. I know you're not going to take any time off. You're going to be on the boat. You taking the boat out this weekend or what?
No, Kevin didn't invite me, so I'm not going out the boat.
Oh, he didn't. Yeah, neither did. Don't feel bad. Didn't get invited. and neither did I. So
yeah, neither did I. Got to watch college football this weekend. ODU trying to knock off South Carolina tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to diving into that. And
wait,
all the other
games. How does ODU squad look this year? Enlighten us.
Well, again, this is like, you know, like we see with the NFL, we don't get to see anything. I mean, you literally see nothing. I mean, you see nothing. They've got 57 new players, like every other school, it feels like.
Oh, God.
But they have a returning quarterback who's starting. Grant Wilson is actually from Yorktown High School in Nova. So he's the first returning starter since Taylor Heineke, a quarterback here for our program, which obviously was a three-year starter. But anyway, so it's been a while since they've had at least continuity at the quarterback position. I think he's had a good offseason. They had a running back, Aaron Young, from Rutgers, who's probably the starter. They got this kid, Devontae Bynes, from Iowa, wide receiver. So they got some Power 5 recruits, or Power 4 now, excuse me, that came in. So I think that'll be interesting. And, look, South Carolina's not Alabama or Georgia, you know, in terms of the SEC power. So it'll be interesting tomorrow. I think we're only a 21-point underdog, so.
Oh, that should make for a good broadcast. So you got a lot of cue cards ready and for some sidebar interest, but you never know. That's the beauty about college. Just like pros and preseason, you really don't know till you get into the flow.
Clearly. I mean, look at last night. I mean, NC State was lucky they woke up in the fourth quarter, I mean, against Western Carolina. It. And, you know, obviously Deion's squad got quite a scare against the FCS power. Granted, it's an FCS power. I mean, North Dakota State. Legit. I mean,
yeah, but it's strong. Well, brother, we're on a hard out, so we appreciate you, and my best to the family, and we'll do this again real soon.
All right, guys, have a great weekend. See you.
You got it. Denton Day, as Coach would say, brother, you are simply one of the best. And we go out, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wishing all of you the best. God bless all. Peace out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.